went, usual, you lose a game, you're disappointed. One or two errors in the first half, but other than that, it was evenly matched. You see Dunfermline have recruited for a couple of years and they've got a settled squad there. You know, we've just stepped in the door and trying to get little points across to them in such a short space of time. But no, I'm reasonably pleased how we competed. It was a competitive game. It was, I know we played in 10 days' time in a cup tie, but it was played today like a cup tie, you know. So he's got to prepare and, you know, rest and recover for the next game. It's very, very tight throughout the league. Maybe not in terms of positions, but in terms of every single game, it's competitive, you know. So you've got to make sure that in every game you're in there fighting, scratching, and trying to pick up points. So that's all we'll continue to do.
You see enough in that squad, though, to help lift you up?
That's what it has to be. That's what we've come into. There's only eight games to go, so seven now. So we've got to make sure that we get them to understand what we're wanting from them. And they're in the short space of time. I'm not going to make stupid, you know, assessments of them and say, but there's been an enthusiasm, you know, to how they went about their business. A couple of really tough away games. They got their 3 points up at Inverness. We come here and compete with a team that's aspirations and got a squad, you know, that's been built, you know, to try and compete in the Premier League.
Nice to bring in Stephen McGinn.
Yeah.
Experience, is there anybody else in the pipeline?
No, we had an injury there with Kyle Jacobs up at Inverness, and also Chris Miller got injured in training, so it left us very, very light with that type of midfield player. So it was a quick phone call to Jack, and we've got to be thankful to Hibs, you know, both Jack and Graham Matthew for allowing Stephen to come in, because he was still playing a part, you know, in the squad at Hibs and in the coaching department, so we're grateful to get him on board.
Top quality player, are you quite surprised to get a player of that calibre?
No, I know him very well.
I know, but surprised Hibs let him go then, maybe?
Oh, that's where we're grateful for Jack. You know, it's very, very easy to keep a player of that quality in your squad, you know, with the remaining games that are coming up. So, no, we're just thankful and grateful.
Good chance for you to get a better look at the squad today as well. Obviously, short space of time only on the club coming in on Thursday for.
Yeah, that's no other. As I say, with the short space of time, they go and compete against a very, very good team. You know, and away from home again, that's what it's like. You know, but I say the disappointment was there from on their part as well. They're probably better judged, you know, to make the bigger calls and give us. We'll ask for feedback Monday. You know, and let us know how they felt. But, you know, initially, you know, they're disappointed that they didn't take something from it.
And Stephen coming in so late yesterday to come in and play the 90
minutes. Yeah, I don't know when the last time Stephen played 90 minutes. You know, so credit to him that he's obviously been training every single day and preparing. He's a very, very good professional. So I think that's why he can get that.
Besides the result, did you enjoy being back in the dugout? No,
I think you can hear from my voice that I've really enjoyed it. But I not enjoyed it, but it's completely different. I've been sitting there up in the director's box, enjoying games and travelling, and then suddenly you're thrown back in. But that's what I wanted to do. You know, it was my decision to make it known to people that I wanted to be in control of my own destiny, you know, rather than other people making decisions, you know, that were affecting me.
Didn't it take you long to have a wee go at the Dunfermline dugout and obviously you were having a wee bit of banter? Yeah, well,
that's it, these things happen. No, it was very, very pleasant with Stevie and Jason. I've known them a long time, but these things happen. Alright,
okay,
brilliant, cheers.